There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
During all of the reporting, and at this hour, no trade to report yet for the Detroit Lions with the trade deadline tomorrow. You heard in the update there, the Za'Darius Smith stuff, which has been out there for 24-plus hours as the reporting started on that yesterday. And that there's, I don't know if it's, I don't want to call it pending. It just feels like there's... Everybody's reporting that this deal is in place. And it's just a matter of what, pulling the trigger, I guess. 248-539-9797. But it makes sense. I mean, we've discussed how today is a day that Brad Holmes circles back to everybody now that there are no more games to be played before the trade deadline. And to say to the Vegas Raiders, okay, you just lost again. You're 2-7. Are you sure? Are you really, really, really sure? And if they say no, cool. Just thought we'd check. New Orleans fires their coach. They've got some pieces off the edge. Jacksonville drops to 2-7. They might be a willing trade partner. Cleveland's an obvious one.
The Cowboys suck.
Yep.
But the Cowboys seem like they're, you know, the type of owner Jerry Jones is, he's still going to go for it. I think he said even in the scrum yesterday after the loss, third straight loss for the Cowboys, says he's got things in the mill. You know, I don't know what that means, if he's even telling the truth. But he basically said, we're not going to give up.
He's a wild card, man.
Yeah, he is. He's absolutely a wild card.
Pick up the phone, though.
But that also means, though, he could be, if he's buying, he could go. Could he go after a player that the Lions are looking for or looking at, you know? I think a texter mentioned Za'Darius Smith.
They're getting Parsons back like real soon. So I'm not sure if they would do that. But, yeah, I mean, could he go out and buy something? Yeah, because Jerry's Jerry. But he's not happy that he's trailing Philadelphia, and he's trailing Washington at this point. But they'll also have to get MRIs on their quarterback and their top receiver. So, I mean, at some point maybe he just comes to that realization, it ain't happening. Maybe I need to sell a few pieces.
Let's get back to your open line calls. We've got a Tony in Walled Lake. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Doug. How are you, Gator? How are you guys doing?
All right. Great. Thank you for calling.
So I got a champ and chump. I think... Doug, you said something that struck a note with me. The pendulum for all the bad stuff that used to happen is all of a sudden everything's working. There isn't anything that's going on that isn't working. The part that scares me is you're never going to be totally horrible, but you're never going to – I mean, we're about as perfect can be. So my champ is Ben Johnson for keeping golf – getting rid of the ball, running the ball, doing everything we can, especially in crummy weather like that. And on the flip side, Gator, you made your point about you really don't want to make him your chump. But for me, on the flip side, the chump would be Ben Johnson in this sense. I don't want to say it. I think he's done a great job. But what scares me is on fourth down, we got – our defense is better. We're down on the 3 or 5 yard line. He makes a pass to Brown, takes a perfect pass in bad weather, a perfect catch, and a perfect toe tap to get that touchdown. It worked great, and everything's going our way. That's great. The other thing was the game was within a touchdown, and we do a double reverse. You don't want the ball being touched by 14 guys in lousy weather. You're flipping
Tony,
the ball around.
Tony, I mean, yeah. Look, Me not feeling good about jumping Brian Branch. I think there are reasons for that. But at this point, are we questioning anything Ben Johnson does?
He is.
Well, that reverse, if there was a fumble and they grabbed
but there wasn't.
on a double reverse.
Tony, I hear it. Just keep in mind, ask yourself this. Do you expect the offensive coordinator to call everything perfect?
No.
Sure?
Nope, I don't. But there's a time to call it. But in your own zone, deep in your own zone, doing a reverse when the weather's as wet as it is and you only have one touchdown.
There's some merit to that.
The time to call it.
There's some merit to that. And yet, I think the totality of his work, I mean, this is why I would disagree with you. The vote is cast, and you have a vote in for Ben Johnson as chump of the weekend. The best offensive coordinators don't always make the best calls. They should not be measured against a near perfect standard. This is if there's a nitpick here, I mean, yeah, I wasn't crazy about the reverse call. The fourth down pass to Amon-Ra, I have no issue with.
None.
At all.
The reverse, I'll admit to. I didn't like to see that at that time, but they've tried a bunch of stuff and it's worked, and why not keep trying? Hey, they ain't all gems. They ain't all going to work. But, I mean, the play call for the touchdown pass to St. Brown on fourth down, is it ballsy? Yeah, it is, but you get bailed out if it's incomplete. Look where they're starting.
Yeah.
In a quagmire deep in their own territory, you know, you're looking at potential safety.
Matt LaFleur had when the Lions got the fourth down stop, that started with second and one. They ran a second down play at second and one. They ran a third down play at third and one. They ran a fourth down play on fourth and one. Never moved the chains. And that was pretty much the end of the ball game from a realistic standpoint. When a guy who's praised for his offensive acumen didn't move the chains after it was second and one. And so, you know, I've sort of, it takes a totality of bad play calls for me to really get into play calling. One play call is not something that I spend too much time worrying about. It goes on the record. And if you start noticing a series of stacked up of bad play calls, then I guess I get into it a little bit, but, it's an awfully high standard you're holding our guy Ben Johnson to. But your vote counts, and it is recorded. Kevin is on a salad next. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, guys, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that I really love the attitude of this team from the ownership all the way down to the players. Yeah, they're a little cocky sometimes, but they know they're bad in a good way, and they're showing it, and they're not putting up with anybody saying anything bad about him. I'll say Brian Branch probably did go a little too far. He didn't need to flip off the crowd, but I love it in the same sense, if that makes sense.
Now, I'm with you on that. I always found the double bird to be a funny response, but at the same time, it didn't have to happen because he didn't have to hit him. Didn't have to hit the receiver.
Right.
He had already dropped the pass. He knew that happened, and he just followed through and lowered the shoulder, and he didn't have to do any of that.
I think with that being said, too, I think we got the right coaching staff to reel that in, because that's, to me, it's a little hard to criticize somebody for having a hard hit. Yes, you can stop and you can, you know, direct yourself to go another way, but it's just kind of not natural in a way. But I like the way that their bad boy attitude's taking them, and they got, man, Super Bowl or bust. This is exciting to watch.
So what it feels like is a lot of football to be played. It's amazing the amount of losses they have endured and still are finding ways to win. Yesterday, you can make an argument that two of their top three defensive playmakers weren't on the field. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson. Then they lose Brian Branch, who steps up. The other one, Kirby Joseph. They also didn't have Derek Barnes, he's still out. Marcus Davenport's been gone forever. Malcolm Rodriguez out. Josh Pascal out. Carlton Davis left the game with an injury. We're talking about half the defense was off the field. It's so great to have depth, and they've got it. They've got it. Other guys are stepping up, and it's a testament to how this team was put together. The guys that are playing are really good, and the guys that aren't playing are useful. 248-539-9797. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'll lean into one a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I'll push one that I don't even believe in. But if I were, a red flag would be up on something. We'll get to that at 11:30. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.